A word for you from Psalm 112, verse 1. Praise the Lord, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. Now, firstly, this psalm in Hebrew is much more understandable in that every single point, and there are 22 of them, begins with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And so it has something poetic about it to the Hebrew ears. Now, to our Western ears, or our modern ears, that it should speak of praise the Lord and blessed is the man who fears the Lord sounds like a contradiction. Surely the two can't go together. How can you praise the Lord and fear him? Well, in biblical terms, there is no contradiction whatsoever. It is God's norm, because it is not just an Old Testament feature, it is something that is an eternal word of God, and every dot and every iota comes into completion, and it will remain for all eternity. It remains true. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Now, of course, this is not a fear, a terror that drives a person cowardly away from God, because usually that is the type of terror that is associated with the occult, people who fear lightning and fear that the gods that be or the ancestors have something against them and will strike them dead. Well, then they go to whatever power there is, occult power, to try and find a remedy against it. They fear the ancestors, or they fear the gods that be. Now, it's true in the Western world and in the so-called developing world, this terror is the same. But the fear of the Lord is different, because it acknowledges who God is. It is an acknowledgement of the greatness of God, the power of God, and with it the desire not to offend. It is a fear of holy reverence, of awe, looking at God and his greatness, his creative power, and what he does now. And of course, we who are now living in the New Testament era, it is the love that goes with it because of what God has done for us in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, the rest of the psalm I would encourage you to read for yourself. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. And then the rest of it then describes to us all the points of blessing that come with the fear of the Lord. And you'll see that it is not terror that causes blessing, but it is an upright walk with God. It is putting God where he belongs.